I think transport will be electric because there's already like electric cars coming out. So soon I think they'll start doing it on like trains, airplanes, buses and all the other vehicles. They'll look like normal cars, but they won't have, won't be like hurting the environment in any way. I think they'll still be able to fly.
It might just be just electric and there won't be just no diesel anymore.
In the future, I think cars might be able to fly because science would have gone too far. Yeah, I think there'll also be buses that could fly as well.
Yeah, I think it'll all be electric because right now it's hurting the environment. I think I can remember in the news or something that they said in decades to come that there's only going to be electric cars and no more diesel cars left. I don't really know, but it's probably going to be like you have to plug it in and lots of the diesel stops around now are running out.
I think that in the future there'll be people like scientists and people will make more energy in the world, and that people can have more energy and so they can like stay awake and more energy in the world. I think that people will be a lot faster and that I don't know, but maybe it's just a lot of science.
Cars will be like, there's a little robot that comes round to your house and then just transformed into a car and asks, where do you want to go?
In the future, I think cars and all sorts of vehicles will start being electric and you can just get in the car or anything and they just drive themselves, so you don't have to do anything. You can just sit back and relax.
I think in the future, cars would be like undrivable, so you would like press a button and hold it down and say where you want to go and the car would take you there.
I think in the future cars will be autopilot and will have more seats so you can fit more people in.
Cars and buses will be like hoverboards, so you'll have to use no gas. It will just be like a hoverboard, like automatic, so as soon as you get in the car, it will start moving and it has face recognition. Like you have on your phone, some people do. So basically, if someone tries to break into your phone, they can't because they don't have your face.
I wish in the future that trains had no train tracks.
I think they're going to need two engines because there's going to be a three-decker bus.
There's electric cars and they could make it so you don't need to do anything. All you need to do is do that thing that's down on the little bit down there where you hold the pedal and it like goes and then it stays for you and you tell it where to go.
I think travel in the future is going to be the same as it is now.
I think travel in the future is going to be more or eco-friendly, since if we don't have more eco-friendly stuff, the world will be no more and humans will be extinct.
When I'm older, I would like to go cycling because in cars it's bad for the nature because of all the fossils that have been passed by.
When I'm older, I would like to go on a bike so I'm not like hurting nature, and it's not good because you're using fossils that dinosaurs produced years and years ago when the meteor came.
I think in the future, instead of like the cars and stuff, I think there's going to be like jetpacks so everyone can just fly around in them.
Scientists are going to create this like electric floaty substance which is going to, if like you sprinkle it onto something like pixie dust, it will make it fly or float in the air, including yourself.
I think transport in the future will be like floating cars because Elon Musk might have enough money because it might happen in 2050.
I think in the future there's going to be super trains where the trains go really fast and you can get to your destination really quick.
There might be floating hoverboards
floating skateboards and floating roller skates.
I think there's going to be lots of electric cars that people are using to try and help the environment, to make it better for the animals.
I wish that we could have, like, cars, but without wheels. It could be, like, bubbles, but, like, really strong, so you could go flying everywhere. And we could have, like, an area for the animals, because animals haven't done anything to us. So we can give them a little more room and for, like, a potty.
They might be made out of plants. The gas might be made out of plants.
We're going to keep going and take the second left.
Onto Crookdale Lane.
There's a brook running alongside it, and we'll be away from the traffic.
We'll be away from the traffic! Woohoo!
Keep an eye out for the carp pond on your left.
And the monkey puzzle tree in the house next to it.
Be careful when you cross the road.
Stop by the gates with the pond behind it.
And start the next track.